June has been a challenging month for the folks at Native Hill Farm. Overnight, they went from having a bountiful crop to having a mess to clean up. Climate is one of the biggest challenges to growing fresh produce on the High Plains. The wind dries out fields and young plants. Temperatures fluctuate from above normal in April to cool and wet in June. We go from having too little moisture to getting a quarter of our annual precipitation in 1 week. And, unfortunately, with the rains, often comes hail. Native Hill Farm is optimistic and philosophical after the early June hailstorm. I'm sure it was still devastating to walk into the field after the storm. Many plants were damaged beyond hope. Other plants could be cut back and will be fine, but the storm caused a lot of work during an already busy time. The warm season crops, like tomatoes and eggplants, were spared from the hail. They're being grown in a high tunnel cold frame. These warm season plants are coming on strong with the extra heat provided by the structure. The farmers are considering other structures to protect other crops against the hail. June is the month for succession plantings. Crops that were started earlier in the season are reseeded for later production. Salad greens, lettuce, radishes, and carrots are some of the succession plantings. The farmers' markets are starting this month. Native Hill participates in the Old Town Farmers Market on Saturday mornings. Many local food producers are at the markets. Native Hill also has a market stand on Wednesday afternoons at Beaver's Grocery on the corner of Mountain and Shields in Fort Collins. The markets are part of the farm's commitment to community. Their CSA members can use their market shares to pick produce they want for that week. It's also an opportunity for non-farm members to buy fresh, locally grown produce. I like the markets because you get to talk directly to the growers. The markets are a real insight to life on the farm. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.